بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت وعلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم جبريل عليه السلام في ساعة أن يأتيه. The last two hadith in this chapter with regard to photography and keeping photos, etc. Hazrat Aisha رضي الله تعالى عنها says that Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam had promised Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam that he will meet him in a certain time. He made an appointment and he said, I will be coming and I will be meeting you at a certain time. فَجَاءَ تِلْكَ السَّاعَةُ وَلَمْ يَأْتِهِ. And the time came when they had to be met, when they had to meet, and he did not, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam did not pitch up. He was not there. وَكَانَ بِيَدِهِ عَصَىٰ. And Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam had a walking stick in his hand. فَطَرَحَهَا مِن يَدِهِ وَهُوَ يَقُولُ. He threw down that walking stick one side and he said, مَا يُخَالِفُ اللَّهُ وَعَدَهُ وَلَا رُسُلُهُ. That Allah Ta'ala does not go against His promise and neither any of His messengers. That is the malaika also, Jibreel alayhi salam also in that group. That how is it? It's not possible that Allah and His deputies will break their promise. فَإِذَا جَرَوْ كَلْبٍ تَحْتَ سَرِيرَهِ. Then suddenly he saw a dog puppy under his bed. فقال. Then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, مَتَ دَخَلَ هَذَا الْقَلْبِ. When did this dog enter here? How did this dog come here? He asked his wife, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala. فَقُلْتُ وَاللَّهُ مَا دَرَيْتُ بِهِ. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala said, by Allah, I don't even know about this dog. When it came, from where it came, what is this dog, I don't know also. فَأَمَرَ بِهِ فَأُخْرِجَ. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it must be taken out, and then it was taken out. فَجَاءَهُ جِبْرِيلُ. Then Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam came immediately after that. فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ وَعَدْتَنِي فَجَلَسْتُ لَكَ وَلَمْ تَأْتِينِي. That you had promised me that you are going to come at this time, and I waited for you, I sat and waited, but you did not come. فقال منعني الكلب. He said that dog, it did not allow me to come. Where there are dogs, malaika do not come there. الذي كان في بيتك. That dog that was in your house. إنا لا ندخل بيتا فيه كلب ولا سورة. We do not enter a house in which there is a dog or in which there is a photo. A little explanation on that. The hadith informs us that malaika of mercy, that we have understand, farishtas of mercy, do not enter a house which has a dog or animate image, pictures of human beings, that's anything that has got life in it, picture of a lion, an elephant, etc. Other angels, such as those that protect a person, Allah has appointed. We don't just get saved in accidents or something like that, and we thought just lucky I just stopped in time, or I just managed to avoid that car. It is the malaika that help us. So all the time malaika. If the malaika of protection are not there, forget one heart attack, we'll get 10, 20 heart attacks. Our blood will clot all the time. Our nerves will twitch all the time. It is the every morsel of food a person eats, there is a malaika to see that it goes down the food pipe and not through the wind pipe. Otherwise, if it has to go into the wrong pipe, we'll see stars in the day. We won't know what happened to us. So these malaika, which Allah has pointed, they don't prevent them. They do their duty. Those that write the actions of a person, kiram and katibin, who are on our shoulders, they also carry on with their duties. It is just like a fireman who goes into the fire in order to put off the fire. It does not harm them. But the malaika of rahmat that make dua for us, they don't come. And the angel of death are not meant here, because these angels are either always present with a person or not prevented from entering his home. One who is deprived of the company of these angels, that is the angels of rahmat, is deprived of their blessings. They're seeking forgiveness on his behalf and they're inspiring him to obey Allah. The malaika, they encourage us, do this good work, do that good work. But now, when we've got TVs at home, they are on. We got photos, we got teddy bears, we got dolls in the house. Then the malaika do not enter. And then we do not get that encouragement from the malaika to do good deeds. And then the person, when it's only shaitan around, automatically he only wants to do evil, think of evil, do all the wrong things. Dogs which are permissible to keep, such as security dogs, hunting dogs, farming dogs, herding their dogs, etc. These do not prevent the angels from entering. However, the more accepted view is of the ulama that even though keeping these dogs is permissible, precaution demands that they should be kept on the outside of the house and not inside. If we need dogs of security, etc., a farmer for his herds, he needs, mustn't keep the allowed dogs in the house. Keep them outside. With regard to images, those images that are very small do not prevent angels from entering a house. However, here too, precaution demands that one should not display an image openly. The real great sin is of making a photo, keeping a photo, and as displaying it, hanging it up on the wall, putting it under the dressing table, glass, etc., all that. If a person has got passport photos, ID photos, and he covers it up and he packs it away, they are not displayed. And photos which are very small, that if a person is standing, he can't see the face of the photo if it's on the ground. Then these photos, though they are not encouraged at all, but that won't prevent those malaika. The angels do not enter a house in which there is a dog, because angels are pure, whereas dogs are impure and emit a foul smell. Also, when a person disobeys Allah's law of prohibiting a dog to enter a house, he is deprived of the angel's company as a form of punishment. So just by keeping a dog, a puppy or something like that, or a doll or a teddy bear, or the children bring it, or photos we keep, photo albums we keep, etc., then this we are depriving ourselves of the company of the malaika. Angels also do not enter a house in which there are animate objects, because of the hatred for those who obey the commands of Allah Ta'ala. Like some places you have like a small elephant, just made up, or a lion, or anything else like that, they don't enter those houses. Wa'anabi Hayyaj Hayyan ibn Hussein رضي الله تعالى عنهم قال لي علي بن طالب رضي الله تعالى عنه وعنهم حضرت أبو حياج حيان بن حسين says that حضرت علي رضي الله تعالى عنه said to him ألا أبعثك على ما بعثني عليه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم should I not send you on that same mission on which Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم sent me. He sent me to do some work, so should I not send you also to go and do that same work? أَلَّا تَدَعَ سُورَةً إِلَّا طَمَسْتَهَا That you ever you see a photo, that you tear it up, you break it. If it is a statue or something, a photo, you break it. وَلَا قَبْرًا مُشْرَفًا إِلَّا سَوَّيْتَهُ And a qabr that is made very high, like some people, they pierce up qabrs, they make them very high, etc. Then you must make it, you must level it down. That is, it must be only one hand span above the ground. If it is more higher than that, to show this is the qabr of a very great and honorable person, this is not permissible. The qabr must only be one hand span. The instruction to level a grave means that graves which are excessively high should be brought to the level of one hand span. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam practically demonstrated the teaching of destroying images when he gave instructions for the idols and images in the Kaaba to be destroyed. When they conquered Kaaba Sharif, then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam ordered all the idols also, and there were pictures also, that they must be destroyed. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha also stated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam would not leave anything in the house that had images without destroying them. So if we also have got some old photo albums, pictures of ourselves when we were young, etc., all that we should try and destroy. We have photos on our phones, we should delete them. And we shouldn't take these photos and keep any of these photos. It is only harmful for us in this dunya, and severe punishment has been explained for the akhirah.